Blog Talk Radio.
Baseboards, baby, that's a real thing. If you don't know what a baseboard is, your house probably ain't clean today, because we all knew
what baseboards were coming up when we was coming up, or at least we acted like we knew. But we're going to get into this beautiful show. It is Soulful Sunday, so let's go ahead and start it like we always started. Get real comfortable with your boo. Grab a real close. Get you a nice drink. If you smoke a little something, get you a little puff pass going on. But get naked, get comfortable, get sexy, get beautiful. It is time for you to unwind and let Big Bap control your airwaves for the next however long we are on the air tonight. But we are going to celebrate women. If you feel some type of way about us celebrating women tonight, you might want to go ahead and disconnect now because you're going to feel some type of way. Because, sir, and all the other types of things that aren't born a woman, you might get a little offended tonight because I'm not talking to you. One thing we have to do better in this generation, this time, this moment, this present, is if it ain't got nothing to do with you, leave it alone. I don't speak for anything else other than a heterosexual straight man who like vagina, because that's all I know how to do. I don't want to do anything. I'm not interested in being anything. And in saying that, I am not a woman. The only thing that I can do is honor and celebrate a woman, because women are exactly who they have been, will be, and will continue to be. They are the cultivation and creators of all things that is on this earth. Every ideal has been cultivated and birthed through a woman. Any man that is telling you he did it all by himself, he doesn't like women. So let's get out our feelings, let's get out of our moment, and let's enjoy and let's celebrate women tonight. Not just black women. This is Women's History Month, so we're going to celebrate all women. I know we highlight a lot of black things on this show, and we're going to highlight crazy amounts of black things tonight, but this is Women's History Month. That means if you are a woman, if you were born a woman, if you live and represent womanhood, then this month is dedicated to you, your accomplishments, your achievements. Like, first of all, the fact that you have the ability to birth women, as women to give birth, and men don't have that, because they say it's an honor and a gift. I don't know, because, listen, something coming out of me, I'd feel some type of way. So without me running on too long about women, I'm going to go ahead and bring a woman onto the show tonight. And, you know, she been gone. She decided, you know, she wanted to go out there and just live dangerous and, you know, play with life a little bit. So we got one half of our Southern Belles in the house tonight, and we are kicking it with the lovely Miss Coco. How you doing, Shawty?
Hey, everybody.
Oh, where you been?
I've been,
where,
you know.
Who you
I'm
been doing?
I'm incognito.
Oh, you incognito. How you going to have a whole performance and you incognito girl?
I was incognito. I've been playing with rope and then got a tattoo, but I've also been doing physical therapy, so I've been, you know.
Wait, hold on.
I've been just trying to get better.
Hold on. How do I hear on the show that you got a tattoo? Why is this new breaking information?
Because I got it just a week ago.
And I'm finding out a week later. Oh, I'm done with you. I'm breaking up with you. You see, this is why I don't like you. Okay, see, I was trying to be nice with y'all tonight, but this is why I don't like women in my life, because y'all niggas is inconsistent. Let me say that right now.
I did a thing because, you know, the other me, the older me, my sister, now has to get the same tattoo. So
what did you get?
I was being petty. I got the Virgo and Pisces symbol combined on my arm.
So that's what y'all gonna do. That's how y'all gonna play. So you went and got a tattoo, didn't tell nobody nothing. I've been over here word sick like a dog about you. And when you come back to me, you give me new breaking news of a whole new piece of shit that has. You know what?
I was being petty to my sister.
Y'all won't even let me be great. I am trying to honor y'all. And look at what you go get me. Look at what you bring back to the table.
I told her that was my late birthday gift to her.
You getting a tattoo. Boy, listen.
Yeah, because, you know, her Pisces symbol and my Virgo symbol combined, she...
I know she shook her head at you for quite some time. I can see her leaning to one side with her eyes closed a little bit, just shaking her head, just gathering her thoughts, just realizing that, you know, if this wasn't for the fact that this is my baby sister, my parents' youngest child, you know, I can hear all. See, this is why
she mad because now she got to.
See, and people be asking me all the time. They be like, you know, they be like, Big Bap, you don't talk about your sisters. I'm like, listen, I have enough crazy women in my life that I don't even need to get to them because y'all crazy a lot, little bit.
I mean, just a little lot.
I don't want to say it. A lot, little bit. But I love you, and I appreciate everything that you do for yourself and getting better. Because one of the things that you talked about today is going through physical therapy. I heard that as well. And for me, I don't know about those around you, but for me, I am kind of happy that you get to put a little bit of attention and a little bit of due diligence into your health.
Yeah. I wish that the physical therapy was just, like, easier, but at the same time, if it was easy, you know, I wouldn't be pushing myself to get better.
Yeah, because, you know, oftentimes people like me, you, CJ, production manager, just a lot of people around me, we're givers, and sometimes our giving side, and it cripples us. I'm going to use that word. It cripples us from being able to take care of ourselves, and as a woman, I'm happy that you are able to kind of, you know, push some things to the side and do that for yourself, because that your health, physical, mental, emotional, psychological, metaphysical, all of it matters. Not just one, it all matters. And if one part's not good, then you're not good. And I definitely want to make sure that you are great. So now that we know that you got some new ink and you've been playing with rope and you've been doing physical therapy, is that all? Is there any other shocking details we need to address before we move on with this segment? Because, you know, you've been gone, you've been ghost, so I don't know. We might or might not have missed with you.
Not that I know of.
Okay, ain't no nothing
yeah.
Random on me. I don't have to go search into my memory banks and pull out nothing random.
I don't remember. if I did do something else new on it. Oh. I mean, I bought my mom new makeup. You know,
okay.
Trying to celebrate
mom,
trying to get mom a man.
Why are we trying to get mom a man?
Mama wants a man. So we going to help spruce mama up and get her out there.
You know, the way you say that, it just sounds so almost.
Sounds like I'm pimping my mama out.
Yeah. The way y'all, the both of y'all, you know, you and your sister, whenever y'all say it, it sounds so creepy. I don't know. Like, you know, y'all sound like Smokey Robinson doing pelvic thrust on the stage. It don't sound like it's supposed to be right. It just, the thought and the visual concept of it, it just sounds a little off-putting. But, you know, I know y'all have great intentions and y'all wouldn't do anything to hurt my mama, so I'm going to let y'all have that. All right, guys,
no.
We got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get into what day it is. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
What's your Rubia, huh? Poppy preening out of their mouth. Bombshell, just a sucking mommy. Wanna speak out what I need in my life. Make the body freak out. Baby seem like the type. Mary nigga freak out. Like I'm balling, y'all. Guess I'll be your ballin', y'all. Ball tight, hold it down. Wantin' y'all and y'all. Calling y'all, never chasing me down. Heartbroken, yes, you hating me now. She feet, soft spoken, cause she dating the clown. I'm taking them down, reel them in and making them drown. Mistake, I said gimme, but I'm taking it now. What I need from a nigga negative in the sound. Audacity, even asking me for ass. I laugh, this bitch is fast and free. Plotting them all, when I see these niggas a flea. Plotting the court for richest millionaire wanna be. What y'all niggas want?
What we want,
my? All y'all niggas need
what we need in our lives.
Right here we need. Now y'all wanna hear
who that? Who that?
Should be. I'm the one to say.
Since I started my life, if you know my name, probably the dangerous type. Brick house, Dolly on, think you taming me right? Not this baby down, Philly streets, they raising a rock. Keep it pretty, okay, make it pretty, be a lady. Need boots, pocket books, and a baby created. But to keep it calm and cool, when I'm heated, I suggest you move. Just avoid a bad situation, but you got to prove. Leave a beat, chicken squawking, hating frequently. Maddie man is obsessed with stalking me. If he icy enough, I'm pricing it up. Be nicey enough to let him. Then I'm calling your bluff, putting it down. Rough riders putting their work. Snapped up the illest bitches, pit bull in the skirt. Making them hurt, hating steady, dishing of dirt. Changing the game, setting the rules, making it work.
What y'all niggas want?
What we want,
huh? All y'all niggas need.
What we need in our lives.
Right here we need. Now y'all wanna hear.
Who that? Who that?
That's what it means. I'm the one to care.
Why?
It's my time,
baby. Leaving them scared. Mommy taking all of this head. All of this fame, I'm hungry. Hope you catch me prepared. Nigga, set me up and I'ma take it and run. Think it's a game? Just check out how my format is done. Stopping your shine. And I do it to perfection. Made a promise every time I touch the mic to bless them. Used to tease me, now I keep it greedy just to set them. Steve handcuffed niggas, but I don't arrest them. Show your bag, hear the niggas saying, shouting my name. Mr. Thuggish niggas scream, watching me in the same. Take brick when I lick the lips, just keeping it plain. Fantasizing about this bitch, got them going insane. Ooh, and I, 5'7", thick in the thigh. Every thug, dream white, see the love in their eyes. My time to shine, whole package, make a redone. Want some more? It ain't over, just keep pressing the wine.
Punch all niggas, huh?
What we want,
huh? Hands up. All y'all
need for me. What we need in our lives.
Right here with me. Now y'all wanna hear.
Who that? Who that?
It should be. I'm the one to say.
Why?
It's my time, feel me. What y'all need?
All right, we are back. I'm about to choke over here. Coco and these dangling tattoos and stuff. I still don't know what I'm going to do with her, y'all. All right, y'all, but we do got to move on. Let's go ahead and get into this next segment. We have Black History is World History. It is brought to you by Of the Spirit. Of the Spirit will be sponsoring Body Empowerment this upcoming March 18th and 19th. We will be holding a Body Empowerment Tea Function on Saturday. That will be from 10 to 2 with the keynote speaker being Ms. Tanya Lewis. And then on Sunday, we will be having the fairy photo shoot at Myers Park at dawn on Sunday. So if you plan on being in the area, if you're in the Tallahassee area on March 18th and 19th, stop by, check it out. It's going to be an amazing time, an amazing event. All right, let's get into Black History is World History. Generally, Black History is World History is usually a person who is deceased or further back in history, but because I want to talk about two phenomenal living women today, these are the two women that I wanted to signify. So this first woman that I'm going to be doing today for Black History is Mary Ann Rogers Croak. Do that one more time. Mary Ann Rogers Croak is a vice president of engineering at Google. She was previously the senior vice president of research and development at AT&T. She holds more than 200 patents. I need y'all to understand that's 200 different ideas she currently holds at the patent office. She was introduced into the Women in Technology International Hall of Fame in 2013. In 2022, Croak was inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame for her patent regarding the VoIP over Internet Protocol technology. She is one of the first two Black women to receive the honor, along with Patricia Bath. Her invention allows us to make calls over the Internet instead of a phone line. Today, the widespread use of VoIP technology is vital for remote work and conferencing. Croak has been awarded over 200 patents, almost half of which are in the VoIP field. Many of her inventions lay the foundations of digital networking we know today. She was inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame for VoIP technology patent number 7599539, method and apparatus for monitoring end-to-end performance and network. Today, the widespread use of VoIP technology is vital. You gave me that twice, production manager. I'm not going to go on with the rest of it because you can read a lot of this for yourself. But this was when I worked in El Paso, Texas. I worked for a company called Alorica who had a contract with AT&T. And the segment that I was getting ready to go work in, this was the very first thing that I learned working at AT&T. This was the very first person that I was ever taught about working for AT&T, not the president of AT&T, not the CEO of AT&T, not the whatever you want it to be in AT&T. This strong, successful, competent Black woman, I dealt with her department and her idea and concept of business every single day. And I spoke with her department quite frequently in my time there. And I just feel like if we're going to honor anyone, you have to honor someone who inspired you. And it's not that I knew her directly. It's not that I've ever shaken her hand. It's not that I've ever given her a hug and said thank you. It was the fact of sitting at a desk knowing that I was working with current technology with someone in my generation actually being able to make, put together, build, and create such wonderful technology. It's the power of what technology is today is, it may seem minute to most people, but everything that you now do in your day-to-day life almost has some type of VoIP technology-based protocols with it. So if you ever want to say thank you, you know her name. MRC is what I've always called her because that was always my nickname for her. Whenever I would write a page when I did my booklet in class, I would always put her initials at the top, MRC, and I would roll on. So if you ever want to know one of my female heroes that's not talked about in your Fave Five, Harriet Tubman, and that's great. But I'm one of those people, I believe history is more than just slavery and Jim Crow segregation. I think we also have to celebrate the great additions that women have made to society. And this is a great addition to society. Coco, what's your thoughts about her?
Oh, just listening is, that's a lot of fucking patents.
Right.
Like,
you know, some
fuck.
People struggle to come up with one idea.
And she had over
200, yes.
Damn.
That's
one in my book for investigations.
Yeah. She's a very, like, very just intelligent woman. Like, when you go and do a little bit more reading and research about who she is and the fields of studies that she's gotten into, Like, she's pretty much been a leader her entire career. But, you know, I just wanted to give you guys a real small snapshot of, you know, who she is and what she's done in history. But she is worth the total investigation that I know you're going to go do because, you know, you're a little nerd. I like nerds.
I like being nerdy.
You know, nerds let you, you know, female nerds let you rub on them in school a little bit.
I did not.
See, that
I was that nerd that just, like, was more into books.
Oh, no. They was into books, but, you know, you had to get into the right books with them.
And I was, like, I was the nerdy one that did books, and, like, but I was also half jock because I did track and stuff, so it was weird.
You
like, I was that nerdy jock that, like, everybody wasn't too sure about. But then, like, during school dances would just be like, ooh, like, come out all dressed to the T, and everybody's like, holy shit.
Oh.
That I was that nerd.
You was that nerd?
Yeah.
I was a nerd who often got kicked out of class because I was bored. Yeah, but hell, I've been getting kicked out of stuff my whole life, my whole career. Let's see what do we got going on tonight? Because it's quiet tonight. We not doing much. You know, we got.
And then the full moon was a couple of nights ago.
How was that? Because I know I set out and enjoyed the full moon. How what did you do?
Oh my god, it was just I worked, but it was weird because like everybody was out. And everybody, like, wanted to touch me. And I'm like, why is everybody touching me? Like, it was just weird.
Yeah. Like, I had a lot of people connecting with me this past week. Yeah, that was definitely weird. Cause, like, it's funny because most people avoid me, like, the plague in real life. It's like, you know, I don't do anything to kind of like really invite people in. Like I dress like a bum most days. You know, I ride my bike. You know, so it's like all the stuff that I do, like nobody really wants to go do those things. So people kind of like avoid me. So the fact that over the last couple of days, like everyone's been like either trying to talk to me or get my attention, I kind of felt weird.
Yeah, like I actually dressed up this week. And that threw everybody off because I actually put makeup and stuff on.
I am breaking up with you. I didn't get a single picture. You know what? We're going to take a break because you're not going to just keep insulting me with all this great stuff that you done did this past week. I just feel like I'm going to tell CJ when she come back to the store, Coco don't love us. Like,
why?
Coco is, no, because I just, you, no. We're going to take a commercial break.
No,
I don't want to talk to you. Nope, I don't want to talk to you. I am going to mute you because my feelings are hurt, and my feelings are extremely hurt right now. So we're going to go to a commercial break because, y'all, Coco don't like me. She is intentionally telling me tonight on the show that fuck my little short ass. So we're going to take a quick break. This is one of my favorite songs. Tonight we are playing female artists all night long. So if you, again, we are thoroughly celebrating women. But this was one of my favorite songs as a kid growing up. It's like even now I find myself humming it and singing it. I think I've been humming or singing this song now for about 2 months. I even told CJ, like, I'm going to play this song on the show eventually, and I keep missing or forgetting to do it. So tonight is y'all's night for this song. I love y'all. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
If the teacher, the school for coffee at all, I don't see.
I love you guys and smile. I got, I'm still going to be Coco. Listen, Coco, I don't care how much you and CJ try to be loving and caring and considerate and all that stuff, wonderful stuff y'all doing in the background. I don't give no fucks about that. I'm still in my feelings. Like, so, yeah, I don't care. You have been incognito. Like, they think it's only been a week on this show. You have been incognito for a minute. And you come back with just random new shit.
I do.
You don't love me.
I always come back with random stuff.
That's the best part about me.
I'm random.
What's the new hoe's name? Because you've been cheating on me. What's her name?
What?
I don't know. You've been cheating on me. You just been gone. You know, that's what they say when y'all don't come home. Y'all been cheating. So what's the whole name?
Oh, I've been with my work wife.
See, I knew it was somebody. I'm just saying. It was somebody. I'm in my feelings. You tell the heifer hoe, let you come home. Yeah.
And then the tattoo was actually spur of the moment. Like,
tell her let
I
you come home.
I got a tattoo, so did my husband. Like,
let you come home.
We literally sat down at the same time and got up at the same time.
I will spank your ankles. Tell her let you come home. Yes. Let's get into some fun stuff. It is What Dead Is. What Dead is brought to you by Of the Spirit and Luxuria. Of the Spirit is a custom made item product company that customizes things of the spirit to make sure that when it reaches you, it's from our spirit to your spirit, and we hope that you are blessed in the process. All right? So let's get into this. We have National Plant a Flower Day. I'm going to need y'all Green Thumb people to show up with this one because I kind of suck with planting. Like, I'm good at doing the labor. Like, I can hold a garden down. You know, I can carry the waters and the spigots and the seed buckets. And, you know, I can do all the pruning and getting, but all that planting and doing all that right. My grandma said, boy, you can't plant to save your damn life. So I'm going to let some of y'all plant, but let's get some planting
on. I'll plant for you.
Ooh, you just want to bend over. Today is also National Girl Scout Cookie Day. I don't support them because I remember when you could get Girl Scout cookies for way cheaper than what the hell you get in the box for, and it seemed like the more expensive they get, the nastier they get. So y'all can keep the Girl Scout cookies. I'm good. I don't want no more. Today was also daylight savings time, which I don't even understand why it's called daylight savings time both times. One should be like daylight savings, and spring should be like daylight losing time. Because, like, you're not saving shit. Like, you are losing that hour, and it's going to get a lot longer. Like, the days, it's been, if you're going to start feeling like, damn, does the sun ever go down here shortly? Today is this the second Sunday already? God damn, bro, time just don't be wasting no time. Today is National I Am Day, so whatever you are, write that down, hold on to it. I don't know what you're supposed to do with it because it's the first day I've heard of this day, so I got to do my research too. I don't know.
I Am Legend? I don't know.
Oh, you know what? This is perfect for you since, you know, y'all been faking getting mom a date. Today is National, not Working Mom's Day. Is mom still working or she retired?
I mean, she still crochets. She had her own business, so.
Okay, so, yeah, y'all celebrate working moms. Tell your sister happy whatever to all my friends, business partners, people I know. If you got a job, happy working mom's day. I ain't getting you shit. There's too many of y'all. Y'all started fucking when y'all was three and got all these children. Happy working mom's day. Like, hey, holler at me at this. I can give you a piece of paper or something, not a marker, a pen. Like, I ain't got nothing to give you. Today is also Baked Scallops Day. I can eat scallops sometimes. Sometimes I can't. Scallops sometimes just make me not be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow,
no scallops for me.
We know you can't have scallops, old allergic to air ass nigga. Tomorrow is National Jewel Day. I don't know if that's just an individual jewel or jewelry, but it's Jewel Day. It looks like individual jewels. So whatever your jewel is for tomorrow, put that on. So whether it's pearls, onyx, rhinestones, cubic zirconian, you know, whatever your stone of choice is, put your stones, your jewels on. Go out there and be cute tomorrow. Put something in your ear. Shine bright like a diamond if you can. Tomorrow's also National Canine Veterans Day. Yeah, that's a lot. That's too many words. I can't. My mouth don't. Tomorrow is also Coconut Torte Day. Tomorrow's also National Good Samaritan Day. Some of y'all gonna fail at that day. I can tell you that now already. Tomorrow's also National Open an Umbrella Indoors. I'm going to just tell you right now, you do that, don't just make sure, just know I'm going to punch you in your shit. Like, I don't know how y'all play, but I'm from the South. We don't play like that. That day ain't celebrated nowhere in the South. Okay, play with somebody if you want to. Tomorrow is also National Earmuffs Day. Now, here's why I don't understand this. Why the hell would Earmuffs Day be damn near in spring? This should have been like December 28th or some shit. Like, you wait until it to get warm to talk about ears. Like, we need ear protection when it's cold. Like, no, it's starting to get warm. Tomorrow is also National Napping Day.
Ooh.
So if you know like I know, I like a good nap. It's nothing better than a good nap, so I'm just gonna let y'all know. Tomorrow, if y'all looking for me and y'all can't find me, just know that I went somewhere and laid down. All right. Tuesday is National Write Down Your Story Day. So if you got a little story you want to share with somebody, Tuesday is a good day to do that. I actually think we should do that. Matter of fact, I'm going to reach out to my business partner and see if we can do something with that on Tuesday for our business as well. Tomorrow, Tuesday is also National Equal Pay Day. I don't know what that means because everybody's fighting for equal pay. And, you know, I just was always told you keep your pay to yourself and they keep their pay to themselves. You don't be telling everybody business. But if y'all want it all to be equal, y'all work on that. Just know I'm okay with mine being different because, you know, I work a little hard to make mine a little different. Tuesday is also Children's Craft Day. That's cool because I know we're going to be doing something. We have Enrichment Week all this week for the kids at Tailored Learning Experience. We'll be doing crafts and enrichments all week next week for spring break here. So Tuesday we'll definitely make sure we have the crafts out. Also Tuesday is National Learn About Butterflies Day. So if you like butterflies, that's the day for you. I'm going to be cheating a lot on Tuesday. Tuesday is also National Potato Chip Day. So whatever your favorite potato chip is, I would recommend you go get some on Tuesday and embrace your national favorite potato chip. And my favorite day, I saved this for last. I kind of skipped it because it was supposed to be next to last, but I wanted this to be last. Tuesday is National Pie Day. So if you know about that, and you celebrate National Pie Day, definitely make sure you tag me on social media. If you put up anything pie related, I want to be a part of your pie-tacular celebration on Tuesday. any of those days resonate with you there, old lady?
I can't see the last one. If I decide to eat pie, I can't post it.
Why?
Because it's between two legs.
You know what? I don't even want to play the song I was going to play next, man. I hate you sometimes. This has been an ongoing saga with you for damn near 20. How long have I known you? 20 plus years now?
Holy fuck. I was in elementary school when you met me.
Shit, I don't even know what year. We're coming up at almost 20 years since I've known y'all. And I just want to let you know, ma'am, the longer I know you, the more I want to choke you a little bit.
Wait, no, I was in the fourth grade.
Yeah, almost 20 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Over 20.
I met you in 94. Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's been that long. So we're going to take a
quick commercial. I was only born an idiot. Ooh, Jesus.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back after this quick commercial break.
Don't let me go, baby. I'm tired.
Probably somewhere doing something you ain't had no business doing.
I was being a Cocoa Puff.
You know what? We're gonna do birthdays. We're gonna do. You know what? You should have probably sent birthdays to her. She need to do something with her lips other than let what she thinking come out her mouth.
I'm good.
You are not behaving. I'm gonna tell somebody on you. They ain't gonna listen anyway. That's all. All right, guys, let's get into birthdays. I knew this was the part of Pisces season where it began to flip, and I should have known when I started looking at the birth dates and I started looking at the dates, and I was like, "Yep, this is where Pisces become ambiguous." That's the word I'm gonna use for Pisces during this next season. So if you feel some type of way, your energy all over the place, just understand this is generally the part of Pisces season where emotional flare-ups tend to happen. All right? So, first birthday we have is Lunel. Y'all know that famous, funny comedian. You know who she is. Support her, love her. Because she's still out here touring and doing great, great and wonderful things. So we're going to give a shout-out to Linnell. We also have Julius Curry. I don't know who that is. Never heard of that guy. Sharifa's birthday is also today. Troy Winbush's birthday is also today. Marlon Jackson's birthday is also today. Oh, give it up for my homeboy, Tony Terry. If you don't know who that is, just go look him up. Stormy, I don't know who that is. Happy birthday. Lil Fip, again, I don't know who that is either, so I don't want to disrespect nobody because I don't know who he is. Tomorrow we have Jessica Rich's birthday. Simone Shepherd's birthday is tomorrow. Kamaya Johnson. I ain't going to say a middle name. I ain't going to mess up this whole girl name. She a rapper. I don't know what she rapping, but happy birthday, boo. God. Man, why you got to go find all the people who got all the syllables in their name to give me tonight? Common's emotional ass birthday is tomorrow. Tristan Thompson's emotional ass birthday is tomorrow. Ryan Swan's birthday is also tomorrow. AJ Jacobs' birthday is tomorrow. Theron Thomas' birthday is also tomorrow. Keenan Jackson's birthday is tomorrow. Rachel Renee Russell's birthday is tomorrow. And on Tuesday, we have Tuesday is legendary. We got the legendary Quincy Jones. We got the even more legendary Simone Biles. And then it tapers off after that. We got Cash Doll, Stephen Curry, Elise Neal, Tamara Tooney. Birthday is also tomorrow, Tuesday. And then Marvin Bagley III's birthday is also on Tuesday. God dang. But listen, Pisces, I'm going to need y'all to stop. Listen, I'm going to tell people to stop fucking leading up the off season. What's that? The summertime? I'm gonna need y'all to stop having sex in the middle of the summer, like, cause these Pisces are crazy. They be doing some stuff. Is there anybody in your life birthday you need to celebrate? You know, we already talked about your sister, but you know she is a Pisces too, so you can give her a shout out as well.
Yeah, she is a Pisces. I love my sister. She deserves a shout out right now.
She made me want to.
Women's Month too.
Also, our production manager's birthday was the 5th of March. Just a re-shout out to her. It's a lot of birthdays just popping off. My niece was recently born in Pisces season, and then I have a great niece that was also born this Pisces season. So shout out to all my family members, babies, new babies, re-babies, some babies, a baby. You know, go, shawty, go. Now scrub the ground. You know what? We're not going to keep y'all late tonight because I want to do something a little different. And I'm going to end the show, but I'm going to end the show a little different. We're not going to do a 2-hour show tonight. I only want to do an hour. But I want you and me, we're going to take a very, 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 very quick commercial break. Production manager did something the other day, and I want to give you the opportunity and me the opportunity to do this. So your number is going to be 3, okay? But what I want you to do is I want you to take 3 women. Can't be any more than 3. 3 women who you feel like has had a major impact in your life, and I want you to say a small statement about the 3. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You ready?
I'm gonna try.
Okay, so we'll do it like this. I'll let you go, then I'll go, then you go, then I'll go, then you go, then I'll go, and then that'll get our three out of the way. That way you don't have to try to do all three back to back to back, and it'll give you a moment to breathe.
Okay.
That's fair? Okay, so you can go first.
Okay. First off is gonna be my mom. Cause I have watched that woman go through hell over and over again, but yet she is still standing.
My first one, and I don't talk about her often, but it's my sister-in-law. She's such a dope chick. Like, you know, sometimes when you are in a relationship with somebody, like, the in-laws can be overbearing. They can be too much, too extra. Like, she's everything that her sister and her niece needs her to be, and just, like, so reserved and so, like, the only way I could describe her is just, like, a wonderful, just beautiful, just cognac. She just goes down so smooth every time. Like, every time, it's a consistent greatness. And I just want to let her know that I love you, and I'm proud of everything that you are to those in your life. Because sometimes we don't give the people as much credit as they should when they are handling what we consider everyday tasks in life, but she does it with great resolve and just great pride and great passion. So shout out to my sister-in-law. You know who you are. There's only one of you. So I love you. Be great. All right. You up, Coco? Who you got?
Next is my lovely sister. Because even though, I mean, we know that I give my sister hell, and we know that I make some bad, fucked up decisions. But even through all of it, she still stands, like, on my side. When I make a decision, she just tells me, okay. And then when I finally realize I made a bad decision, she's like, I'm not going to say I told you so, but, you know, you should learn from it. Like, she's that sister that's still there. No matter what decision I make, may it be good or bad.
Whew. You're making me work to follow you now. My second one is going to be my cousin Juwanna. She has had her own cleaning business now for a few years up in North Carolina. She even does other odds and ends jobs. Well, not odds and ends, but she just has other skills. Like she's a great chef. She's also a bartender. She's just a beautiful person through and through. But to watch her grow, watch her raise her kids, watch her start her business and grow a successful business, even though there's a lot of our family that doesn't even know she has her own business, it's amazing. But just to see my little fat cheek cousin grow up and just be the great woman that she is today, I'm just extremely and immensely proud of her. And her daughter was queen of homecoming this past year, and she went all out just to make sure that Queenie could celebrate being a queen. Like, her nickname has always been Queenie, and so for her to win homecoming queen, it's just like my cousin just like really manifested that over her, and I'm just so proud of everything that they've accomplished. All right, your last one.
My last one is going to be my work wifey. Her name is Rumor. She is literally one of the sweetest ladies I know. She'll give you anything she possibly can. She is all about, like, mental health and all that because, you know, she goes through a lot of that herself. But when it comes all down to it, no matter, like, which mode or mood she's in, she still tries to work through all of it. And even if she's having, like, an anxiety attack or something like that, and she sees that you're also, like, having one on nights that we're busy, she'll take you back and, like, try to make sure you're okay first before processing her own. And I'm like, that right there is, that's just a lot.
My last one is going to kind of be a split person. It's not one person, it's two people, but they do the same job differently. These two ladies don't impact me as much as they impact my wife. The two young ladies are Sharonda Love and Wendy Pinto. These two ladies, regardless of what they have going on, has just been pillars and rocks that, you know, my wife could lean on. And I often tell so many people in life, get you friends that can also be mentors and get you friends who can also be a rock when you need them to be. And both of those two ladies serve both of those roles interchangeably at times with my spouse, and I am just proud that she has two amazing young ladies that just go all out for her, man. And that, you know, because a lot of times people want to give you love in a way that's convenient for them, that makes them look good, feel good, be good. And these two ladies do not. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to give the word of the day, and then we're going to get out of here. We'll be right back.
I was chilling with my crew name.
I know, I can't be leaving them like that.
You know, they miss you. They want to rub on you. They want to touch you over the airways a little bit. So we got to get you back. We got to get your schedule again, because I know everything changes for you quickly, because you are a wildflower child. Like, your schedule changes like people breathing in oxygen. But with that being said, we have come to the end of our show, and you know, we have to give a beautiful word of the day, so go ahead and bless the people with your amazing word of the day.
Just remember to be joyful. Be joyful of everything. Even if your day is going shitty, find just like one thing out of the day, even if it's just you waking up that day, to make you feel joyful, and just keep moving forward with your day.
I like that one. Mine tonight, guys, is really what I'm going to be closing the song out, tonight's song out when I close the show. It's about building together. It's about understanding that you are as strong as your weakest link. It's about understanding that sometimes you have to be the person to carry your mate a little bit. Sometimes you have to put the team on your back. Sometimes you have to take the last shot. Sometimes you have to be the first person there. Sometimes you have to be the one that everybody looks for. But after you do all of that, after you are the rallying cry for everyone around, organize your people, organize your team, and begin to have them work in unity. I love y'all. Good night.